Hello, everyone. Happy Wednesday. And it's I would say it's 6:33 p.m., not a.m. Pastor Jim, Pastor Karen not here tonight, so I'm gonna be hosting. They're attending family matters. So we're just gonna have a praise and worship night. We're gonna do a little different. I'm gonna read something. We're gonna open prayer. I'm gonna read something, and then we're gonna go into worship. A couple testimonies and communion. So if you have any sins, go ahead and confess them. If not, please repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm not aware of any sins. In the name of Jesus, thank you for cleansing me of all unrighteousness, according to 1 John 1 9. And go ahead and establish the kingdom of God if you know how to. Amen. And the kingdom of God has been established in Jesus' name. And Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this time tonight to be able to gather in your name. Thank you that we can gather on Zoom, even though we're in a bunch of different states. It says in your word that we're two or more gathered in your name, there you are in their midst. And I thank you for being our midst tonight. I thank you that you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. And we diligently seek you tonight, and I thank you for the reward, which is your peace, more of you, your presence, and however else you want to bless us tonight. And Lord, I pray that we can bless you with praising you in Jesus' name. And before we go into praise and worship, I felt led to read the this passage. Out of Pastor James and Pastor Karen's Morning Miracle book, because it has the two passages of scriptures that I was thinking of about praise. I know a lot of 633ers, ABCers have been going through challenges. I felt like tonight that ABCers just really need to be encouraged in praise and worship and reminded of the scriptures. So here's from chapter 10 of the Morning Miracle book. Two of my favorite passages in the Bible are when King Jehoshaphat sent the praisers out ahead of his army, and when Paul and Silas were wrongfully imprisoned, yet all they did was praise God. God loves praise, and Satan hates it immensely. It did not matter how good their singing voices were, it only mattered that they praised God. When they praised God, they were strengthened and made complete. Praise is one of the most powerful strategies against the devil. Let us analyze the story found in 2 Chronicles 1 through 14. King Jehoshaphat's army was vastly outnumbered. He stopped and inquired of the Lord what to do. He was told to send the praisers out ahead of the army. That was not a typical battle plan, but Jehoshaphat was obedient and asked everyone to fast and pray before seeking God about what to do. God told them in 2 Chronicles 20:15, "Do not be afraid nor be dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's." In addition, God said, "Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you." 2 Chronicles 20:17. Because of praising God, the enemy turned and destroyed each other before Jehoshaphat and his army arrived. So all they had to do was pick up the spoils. It took 3 days to gather all the riches that they did not even have to fight for. This was a wealth transfer from God. The other story of those who praised God and got the victory was of Paul and Silas, who were wrongfully imprisoned. They did not whine or complain. They did not grumble about how they were being unfairly treated. All they did was praise God. Then the earthquake hit and the jail doors were opened and the shackles came off. Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. There was a great earthquake, and the foundations of the prison were shaken. All the doors were opened, and everyone's chains were loosed. Acts 16, 25 through 26. Personally, I don't know why an earthquake would remove shackles, but God still did it. I believe when you praise God, you get the victory. When Karen and I praise God, the challenges get smaller and disappear. That happened to a 10-year-old kid named Willie Myrick, who was kidnapped. He did not give in to fear, but kept singing the praise song by Hezekiah Walker, Every Praise, for 3 hours. His kidnapper could not take it anymore, so he stopped the car and told the kid to get out. Willie was freed and unharmed. So when you awaken in the morning, no matter what challenges you are facing, consider praising God and watch as God stills, silences, and stops the enemy from coming against you. So let us perfect praise by singing or shouting to the Lord every day like Jehoshaphat's praisers did. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Second Chronicles 20:21. And that's what I wanted to encourage everyone with. I mean, I wasn't going to bother rewriting the re-saying. It was right there. So let's praise the Lord through whatever challenges that you're going through tonight. I feel like everyone just needed some encouragement. So we're going to go ahead and pause the recording and start the worship. Amen. I hope everyone was blessed as much as I was with that praise and worship. We're going to go into a couple testimonies, and then we're going to do communion and close in prayer. Before we start, let's do another USP. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm not aware of any sins. In the name of Jesus, thank you for cleansing me of all unrighteousness, according to 1 John 1:9. And I'm going to ask Susan to give a testimony. I'm going to unmute your mic right now. Okay, go ahead, Susan.
Hello, everyone. I just wanted to share what the teaching that we've been receiving on release and increase has meant to me. It's really, really helped me so very much to focus my eyes on moving forward into what the Lord has for me. My future with him and what it is that he wants me to do for him. And in the process of going through that teaching and then looking forward for a vision, the teachings have just really helped help me move forward with realizing that the releasing of your past is what helps you go forward. You can't be holding on to the past and move into what it is that he wants you to be and to do for him when you're in the past. You can't move forward. And you're not helping or allowing him to help you move forward into the new thing that he has for you and what he wants you to do if you remain stuck. And you just have to give those things up and let them go and give them to him. Trust them to him. Put them into his hands and let go and move forward, following after him into what it is that he has. Because he's going to lead, he's going to take my hand and he's going to lead me. I have to want to hold on to his hand and move my feet to go forward by letting go of what was holding me back in the past. But as I do that, he'll lead me forward into what it is that he has for me and what it is that he wants me to do for him. And in the process of going through those teachings about releasing things to God so that you can move forward, and then asking him for the vision that he has. I had been challenged really to wonder what that vision was. What was it that he had for me? And I was just kind of, I don't know, what is it, Lord? You know, and he brought to my remembrance a vision that he had given to me many years ago. And I was very grateful to him for doing that, bringing it to my remembrance. I had forgotten all about it. But when he had brought it back to me, it was like, oh, yes, that's it. And so that it's just been so helpful to me. And I'm so very, very grateful for that teaching that has just helped me to move forward and make progress in my desire to be what the Lord wants me to be and do what He wants me to do for Him and be who He wants me to be, and accomplish that. Not let it just be something that I'm thinking about, but seek it and accomplish it, you know, and follow after Him. And so I'm very grateful. I'm very, very grateful. It's helped me work through that process. And so that's my testimony. It's just very, very wonderful in helping you see that there's no holding on to it is not going to help you get farther along on your path. It's like an anchor, and it will just hold you back. And to completely trust the Lord and let it go and give it into His hands and not take it back, but move forward with Him, because He's right there. He's right there, and He wants that new thing that He has for you, but you have to let it go and trust Him and move forward. And I've just felt so encouraged that, yeah, He's right there, because that's what He wants for me as much as I want it. I just have to move my feet. So it's been very helpful. Thank you to Pastor James and Pastor Karen for that teaching. It's been very, very helpful.
Amen. Thank you, Susan. Thank you for sharing. And I have a short testimony. I've gone through healing school 3 times, and then I hear Apostle Joshua's wonderful teachings, and I hear Pastor James and Pastor Karen's teachings, Pastor Matthew, and we have Evangelist Deborah. We have all these Pastor Michael. We have all these great teachers. And it's one thing having head knowledge, another thing having heart knowledge that you know that you know that you know. And one of the things that I would challenge or struggle with is that I know I'm healed, but when, especially when the whole COVID thing happened, that when I would hear someone cough, I would say out of my mouth that, oh, I'm not going to get whatever they have, but then I would be challenged with fear of it. So finally, last week, my husband and I went to go eat. And we were sitting in a restaurant, and we asked the Holy Spirit where we're going to go before we go. This guy in the booth next to us kept coughing and coughing and coughing. And the person we were with was challenged to be afraid of, they were afraid they were going to get it. So I quietly did a USP, forgave that person of their sins, KOG'd. And then I just stopped, and I just saw where I was at spiritually. The Lord showed me that, yes, you know, there's germs coming out of the person's mouth, but because I'm in the kingdom of God, I'm in a bubble. I finally saw that the germs died before they came. God gave me that vision in my mind that the germs died before they came in contact with our kingdom of God bubble. And that's been reality this whole time. I just had to believe it in my heart. I had to see it with the eyes of my heart. And so, thank you to ABC Teaching and to Pastor James and Pastor Karen for teaching me that. And every time we get on here and we encourage each other, it encourages me. And every time we pray together at 6:33, it's encouraging. So that is my testimony. And now we're going to go to communion. And tonight is Shannon. Shannon is doing the bread. And Sharon is doing the blood. And I'll go ahead and unmute Shannon.
Okay. Hello. Hello, everyone. Okay, I'm gonna get ready to do the bread. Okay. Heavenly Father, or do we do USP again? No.
Oh, we can. Oh, we can.
Heavenly Father, I'm not aware of any sins. In the name of Jesus, thank you for cleansing me of all unrighteousness, according to 1 John 1:9. And Heavenly Father, we thank you on that night that he was betrayed. While his betrayal was in progress, Jesus took the bread, and when he had broken it, he gave it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this to remember me." And in the name of Jesus, I now receive this body of Jesus, and I declare that by his stripes, I have been healed. I agree and receive in Jesus' name.
Thank you so much, Shannon. And Sharon?
Thank you. Hello, everyone. After the supper, our Lord Jesus also took the cup, saying, "For this is my blood in the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. We thank you, Lord God, that we are one of the many who accept this covenant of blood. You provide the blood, and we receive this covenant by providing our bodies, not as a sacrifice of death, but as a living sacrifice, as in Romans 12:1, a sacrifice of obedience unto life. We choose to die to self, but to live for you. As we drink this blood, we remind our Heavenly Father that Jesus said that if we eat his body, which we just did, and if we drink his blood, which we are about to do, then we shall never die, but we shall live forever. Lord Jesus, we shall be alive and be remaining in faith when you return, and we shall be given a fully glorified body, and we shall put on immortality. We now drink your precious life-saving blood in remembrance of you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much, Sharon. And now we're going to do our 20 affirmations. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. One more. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Thank you so much, Sharon and Susan. There's so many S's on here. Shannon, we're doing communion. Who would like to do next week? Don't all raise your hand at once. All right. What about Peter? Would you want to do it? You're muted, Peter.
I think I will be available.
Okay. And Andrew, be there.
I've been trying to unmute this entire time. Yes.
Okay. Andrew has the perfect audible voice.
Yes, apparently. So yeah, I'm game for whatever, if it's the blood or the body. Doesn't matter.
Okay. You can do the blood. Peter will do the body. All right. It's settled. So Pastor Matthew, would you like to close in prayer?
Sure. All right. Father, we just thank you. Thank you, Father, that you are our Lord and our Savior. We thank you for what Jesus has done for us. We thank you, Father, that Jesus has set us up for victory in every area of our lives. We thank you as we have celebrated the body and the blood of Jesus. We thank you for everything that that represents for us, for our victory. And we thank you and we praise you, Father, for your victorious working in our life. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
I agree in Jesus' name. And then we'll stop the recording. Everyone can say goodbye to each other if you would like to.